It's after 8 o'clock Thursday morning with WHUD.
And Eagle Fest begins next Saturday, January 30th. The healing power of bird watching is one course you could take, one thing you can learn. And there's also lots to learn for those who love to photograph nature.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's amazing what the technology can do now. And so people who are, whether you're interested in birding or not, I think you'll unleash some power that your phone has that you never knew it did. And I also wanted to point out too, Casey, that we will be doing some limited in-person programs. We just have to keep those really small groups and safe, of course, physically distanced and people wearing masks. But Charlie Roberto, our beloved friend and the founding father of Eagle Fest, is doing a bird walk at Croton Point Park on Friday, February 5th. And we may add in some more bird walks with him. So people who are visiting our website, stay tuned and we'll probably add some more small group bird walks as we get closer to the actual festival.
Great. So for the most part, it's online, but we've got a few bird walks so everybody can put their feet out on the frozen earth and look up. Ornithotherapy. That is a beautiful word, too. The power, the healing power of the eagles.
Yeah, something. So people have come to Eagle Fest before, and some of them, you know, are really avid birders that do this stuff year-round. But, yeah, there's something really magical that happens inside a person when you watch a bird in flight. You know, when you see one of these, you know, powerful birds, whether it's an eagle or a hawk. I think that, you know, we need therapy for ourselves. We need self-care. And sometimes it comes in places where you wouldn't expect. So this presentation with Holly on the, will really explore that. And hopefully we'll turn some non-birders into birders in the process. Oh, I did want to mention that for people who are interested in photography, we're doing a photography competition as part of the Eagle Fest. And basically, if any photographer, whether you're taking a picture with a professional camera or a phone, you'd be encouraged to submit your photo showing a bird of prey, whether it's perched on a tree or soaring in mid-flight. We're going to choose the winners with a live announcement on Friday, February 5th. You know, there'll be a special prize for those who participate. And we're doing this in honor of a memory of Ed Mertz, who is a longtime supporter of T-Town, Croton-on-Hudson resident and well-known nature photographer. So that's another way people can participate.
So that's Kevin Carter, the executive director of T-Town, once again putting on Eagle Fest. It starts January 30th, next Saturday. We have all the details on what's going on at WHUD.com. You can also check T-Town.org. And I guess, Mike, we have to have wonderful festivals like this at least once a year to remind us how magnificent the Hudson Valley is.
Absolutely. And I was on the T-Town site a little while ago checking out some of the programs, and you can buy like the whole package for a certain price. And, you know, this is one of the things that may, because of the cold weather, it may be advantageous for people to do this online for the first time. And as long as they've got the technology and you buy a ticket, you're in. It sounds like a lot of fun.
And it's January 30th, Eagle Fest, coming to the Hudson Valley.
Wake up, wake up. Wake up on